Salad.
May Bumps.
Cam FM.
What did I promise you before Embrace and Nature's Law has even ended? It's time to head on over to the river. So it's time now for M2, I believe. But I'm sure Tim will correct me if I'm wrong. Hello, Tim.
Hello, yes, Emma, it is the M2. I'm here on Grassy Corner. We've had the cannon just go. As we wait for them to come around the first corner, I'm going to give a quick rundown of the division. So we've got Magdalen M1 at the top, followed by Selwyn M1, Trinity Hall M1, Robinson M1, Keys M2, Lady Margaret M2, St. Ed's M2, Downing M2, Christ M2, First and Third M2, Queens M2, Jesus M2, Sydney Sussex M1, Hughes Hall M1, Pembroke M2, Darwin M1, Wolfson M1, and then Corpus M1 at the bottom. Now, they are approaching Grassy Corner. At the top of the division, we have Magdalen. So Magdalen are looking strong, taking a super tight line around Grassy Corner. They are about two lengths now ahead of Selwyn. They're looking really strong and comfortable at the top of the division. Selwyn just behind them, about two lengths in it, also really tight into the corner, looking really quite confident there as they head around Grassy Corner, past the crowds. About two lengths behind them, again, these distances are staying really kind of equidistant here. We've got Trinity Hall, who are about a length ahead of Robinson, only a length in it as they go around Grassy Corner. Robinson slowly catching up on Trinity Hall. Behind Robinson, about four lengths before we have Keys M2. Keys M2 are not going to be catching Robinson M1, but having said that, behind them, St. Ed's M1 are a long way behind. So Lady Margaret M2 seems to be missing there. As I say, Lady Margaret M2 look like they've pulled over further down the river. I'm going to have to get back to you on what's happened there. Rob, a little bit up the river.
So Robinson M1 are really coming up on Pit Hall now. They've got them down to about half length, maybe. A lot of whistles going on, quite exciting down here. Keys looking very comfortable, a lot of space ahead of them though, and quite a few gaps here. Back to you, Tim.
Great, thanks. So we've got Christ M2. They are a canvas ahead of the first and third M2 as they go super tight into the Grassy Corner. So tight they might hit the boat. No, they just avoid it, but it looks like first and third M2 might be catching up on Christ M2. That's one to watch for Rob. We've also got Queens M2. They've just pulled in, which looks like they pulled into the bank, which looks like there might have been a bump there on Queens M2. They're taking out a lot of spectators there. As I say, Queens M2 going into the bank. I wonder if that was a bump or not. It's pretty... Yeah, that looks like it was a bump. Queens M2. I'm going to have to confirm that a bit later. But a bit further down the river, we've got Hughes Hall. They're pulling up alongside... just a moment. I'm going to run down and have a check here. Hughes Hall pulling up alongside...
Rob.
Sydney Sussex. Hughes Hall have bumped Sydney Sussex. I can confirm that. Back to you, Rob.
So I've just had a first and third and Christ M2 row pass. Very close. First and third taking a slightly tighter line around the corner. But it's very close now.
Olivia. Hi, it's Olivia. I'm from Longreach. I've just seen Pit Hall being bumped by Robinson as they came round the corner. Magdalen have rode past, as have Selwyn. All quite clear between them. Now, back to you, Tim. Anything else going down there?
So we see Magdalen and Selwyn at the top rowing over for now as they go down Longreach. Trinity Hall M1 bumped by Robinson. And then in a little bit further down the division, we can see Christ and first and third are rowing through. So well, so far, anyway, Sydney Sussex 1, as I say, bumped by Hughes Hall 1. I'm looking down to first place corner. I think I'm just going to have to run down and find out what's happened down there, first place corner. Rob, can you give us any updates on the middle of the division there from Plough Reach?
I'm just walking over to the Jesus M2 crew now to see what happened with them and Queen. How'd it go, guys?
Olivia.
sounds like Jesus 2 bumped up on Queen's M2.
Olivia.
Other than that, all the crew
excellent.
Have,
over to you, Olivia.
Now appeared to roast through.
To Jer?
Down on Olivia. Down on
Olivia.
Eddie's Eddie's has just bumped Keys. Oh no, there seems to be some sort of dispute. Are Keys carrying on? No, they have been bumped. Eddie's are looking triumphant.
To Jer.
And now there's Danny. No one knew them.
Thank you, Tim. I am down on first corner. I'm going to call it the Darwin M1.
Okay, let's go.
Darwin, put his voices to their hair. Pembroke M2 look a little bit dejected. Also on the side of the bank, I can see LMBC M2, that is obviously St. John's, and they themselves too look dejected. So I believe that they themselves might have been booked, possibly be booked by St. M further up.
Tim,
So the way I see it, it looks like Lady Margaret somehow have kind of ended up out of the race there because St. Ed's have bumped up on Keys, Lady Margaret pulling over really early in the race there. The only one I think I can't call at the moment is Wilson M1 and Corpus M1. Joe, do we know what happened down there on first base corner?
I'm looking for Wilson and Corpus, but I cannot see any sign of them if it happens. I'll keep my eyes out.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, I'll give a little preliminary rundown here. Oh, yeah, Rob. So, over to you, Rob.
Yeah, so I've just spoken to someone who was bank partying Lady Margaret M2, and I believe they thought they had bumped up on Keys M2, so they pulled in, and then they had in fact found out that they hadn't been given the bump, which is why there was the strange situation with Edmunds M1 who on Keys M2. So I'm not sure how that will be resolved.
To Jill? I too am down
okay,
with
thanks
the,
so much, LMG,
the crew who are at the side of the river. They do appear to think that they did bump Keys, but obviously that has not been confirmed, and so it looks as if it will not be counted as a bump. Hence why they are out of the race and looking really rather rejected right now.
Excellent. So I'm going to give a quick rundown and we're going to throw back to the studios. So it looks like at the top, Morlin M1 rowing over, Selwyn M1 rowing over, Tithall being bumped by Robinson, Tithall M1 bumped by Robinson M1, Keys M2 were bumped by St. Ed's M1. What happened there, as we said, Lady Margaret thought they bumped up on Keys, but it wasn't actually a bump in the end. So Lady Margaret pulled aside by St. Ed's to steal the bump on Keys. Downing M2 rowing over, Christ M2 rowing over, first and third M2 rowing over, Queens M2 bumped by Jesus M2, Sydney Sussex M1 bumped by Hughes Hall M1, Pembroke M2 bumped by Darwin M1, and then at the bottom, Wilson M1 and Corpus M1. They're a bit of a mystery. They've just disappeared. We don't really know what's happened there. So we're going to have to confirm that a little bit later. I think Olivia's going to be cycling up to the results tent shortly. So, Olivia, do you think you can fill us in with what happened at the bottom there?
Well, I've seen Wilson going past, so I think they must have bumped, but I also saw Corpus following them. They didn't look like Corpus were really going to threaten Wilson. I expect they might have both finished the race, but I can't exactly confirm that. I will run ahead right now and try and get back to you. Back to you now, Tim.
Okay. Great, thanks very much. And on that, I think we'll throw back to the studio. I've got a feeling it might be as we called it with this one, but Olivia will be talking to you shortly with the final confirmed result.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Tim, and congratulations. That seems like it was quite a difficult race to keep track of. Right, we'll be going... We'll be heading back to the river shortly to go through the confirmed results from the CECBC results tent.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAM FM.
Yet again, having to cut a song short. I do hate doing that, but that is only real with Cadillac Girl getting cut short slightly, because we need to chat with Olivia, who is at the Riverside and is going to be giving us the confirmed results for the last race. So the M2 division. What happened, Olivia?
Hello there. So Magdalen and Delwyn, both at the top, they both rode over. Nothing exciting happening there. Trinity Hall were bumped by Robinson. And then further down, there's a bit of drama here. So Keith, it looks like they might have stopped and thought they were bumped, but actually were not. But we're not sure here. When I went to the tent, the umpire said stuff happened, deal with it. So not really sure what's going on there. I think there's a bit of debate. And further down, Lady Margaret, they were bumped by St Edmunds. And then Downing, Christ, first and third, all rode over. Queens were then bumped by Jesus. Sydney Sussex were bumped by Hughes Hall. Darwin bumped Pembroke. And then Wolfston and M1 both rode over.
Wow.
Back to the studio.
Wow, Olivia, thank you very much. Very exciting and lots of action there. It's such a shame for LNDC. They must be absolutely gutted right now. But yeah, thanks very much, Olivia. So that's the action, what's going on in the Riverside. What's going on here in the studio?
This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the Riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.